Monday, April the 14th, 1997.
Good evening to you. Once more, we are very pleased to welcome you and to have you with us.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
In interested in what you term a comet.
Yes, you're quite right on what you all have.
I would say to you this. If that powerful interest that you all show to things outside your planet, if that interest were to be turned inwards in understanding the vehicle which you all inhabit, dear friends, what a powerful force that would be.
It would be, wouldn't it? Incalculable.
I would say to you all only this. Seek that, dear friends, and you will find all. Do you understand?
Yes, we realize the difficulty of doing it, of course, as you do when you tell us you know it's going to be difficult. But then no doubt you will say, if it isn't as difficult, it isn't worth attaining.
If you are not prepared to seek and to search, then you will not find.
Of course not.
These simple words I have given to you this time are the most important ones that I can say to you. Find your true self and all over the cosmos will fall into place.
Is there any chance of us finding our true self whilst we are in this physical body?
I answer with one word. Yes.
That's so.
There is no reason why in this lifetime you could not attain this. You, my friend, especially amongst these peoples here, you have the ability. Now you must apply it and you must endeavor to focus upon it, to achieve what after all you know. It is an innate knowledge that you came to this planet with. And as you unfold, so should each part of you be filled with that knowledge. So to you all I say, seek, ask, find. It is there for you, if only you would take up, shall I call it, a challenge.
Yes.
Now, have you questions this time?
Well, I would like to ask a question about what you have just said. I know we are all individuals and must lead an individual lifestyle, but is there any one overriding suggestion you can give us as to how we can achieve this inward searching, bearing in mind that we shall still have to continue living our existing physical lives?
You cannot free yourself from that daily living. Of course you cannot. But in your quiet times, and I know most of you try to seek those quiet moments in your daily lives. But I have to tell you, dear friends, that to find that inner self, you need to devote more time, more of your physical time, I say, to finding the true spirit within. You cannot achieve what is greatness if you are not prepared to sacrifice a little of your daily living. So, in answer to your question this time, I would say to you, as you look towards the stars and planets in your skies, look inwards to yourself and find that eternal flame which you are. Because, dear friend, you are brighter than the brightest star. You have to visualize this first. You understand?
Yes, that certainly has given us something to guide us with. The other question I would like to ask is that, are we helped, presuming that we are trying to achieve this in our physical life here, are we helped in so doing when we visit you at night during our sleep?
You would be given instruction, yes.
So it would help if when we go to our sleep we could concentrate on a few quiet moments before we do sleep and ask for guidance when we come over to you.
If you ask, there are many who are waiting to help. You need the help from our side, of course.
So we can ask for that, knowing that we are going to receive it, even though we may not remember that.
Yes.
Good. And that would be a benefit to us in our physical attempts to do what you have suggested.
In seeking help from those with higher knowledge, shall I say, you are allowing yourself to open and for that knowledge to come forth and greater knowledge to be given in instruction and help.
Thank you very much indeed. That, I must say, and I'm sure my friends agree, that gives us rather more hope that we shall be able to achieve what you have suggested we should try to achieve. We know we should be helped in it.
Remember, you are all individual, of course, but also remember that you are spirit and much is available to you if only you will throw off the confines of this physical body.
Yes, we begin to understand.
That is the problem with you humans. That, however much knowledge you attain, you still cling to the knowledge that you have these physical cloaks which surround you and which some of you feel to be a protective cloak. Dear friends, I tell you this, these protective cloaks are a hindrance, not a help. Throw them from you when you can, When the opportunity comes, take it. Take the help that is offered to you all from those close to you, from our world.
Right, we shall certainly do that.
Seek and you will find.
Good.
Those words should ring true to many of you. They have been said many times on your earth plane, and I would like to reinforce them for you by saying they are true, but you must be the catalyst in seeking. You must do it. We cannot do it for you.
No. But I think I can say, to use our modern expression, you have pointed us into the right direction. I don't think anybody would disagree with that, would they?
Yes, that's very good, thank you.
So we thank you for what you have said.
I wish I could show you a mirror image of what you truly are. I hope that one day when I come to you that you will say to me, I understand your words now. At last I have attained what I needed to know. I know and understand myself as I truly am. The day will come.
Good. Yes, and without wishing to seem conceited, I believe I have been on the fringe of that understanding several times.
Dear friend, although you feel your knowledge is great, which to many within this room, your knowledge seems expansive, and to them it is, I would say to you this, dear friend, you have grown much, and that growth has happened in your latter years. I do not speak of knowledge that you have gained in earlier years. The knowledge that has come to you latterly has been an instigator of learning much more. You are now, if I can put it to you this way, you are approaching a gateway of knowledge and self-instruction which even you had not imagined. You are on the threshold of much knowledge, and I say to you that we are helping you forward in as many ways as we can, because part of what you have been sent here for has to instruct others in the knowledge which you yourself have gained. And dear friend, I say to you, you have worked well. May that infinite energy which surrounds you all encompass you as you go forward in that search for everlasting life.
Well, it's going to be incredible when we do understand it. I thought I knew quite a lot now by coming over to you, but obviously I know very little.
I do not say that to make you feel as if you know little, but to help you understand that there is much greater things ahead of you.
Yes, it's very nice of you to put it like that. I wasn't suggesting that you were criticizing me in any way, of course, but I just can't imagine the beauty that is there to be discovered if what I already have experienced is in almost nothing.
It is but a twinkling of the eye. What you have experienced, wait until you see the full beauty of what lies ahead. You have much to give, much knowledge to impart, and, dear friend, much good advice. Because sometimes we see too much eagerness to begin with and little patience. But that is something all you peoples on this planet Earth seem to be afflicted with.
You're right.
And I do not say those words unkindly, but when you know yourselves, as you will eventually, then you will learn and understand that patience is indeed what you term a virtue.
Yes, at the moment you're quite right, it is an affliction.
Now, I will leave you this time. And I will say to you that you may find in weeks ahead that there may be changes as I use this instrument, because I am working closely now with her, and we are making good progress.
We're very, very pleased to hear that. Thank you. And just two quick things before you go. I spoke to you a little while ago about a certain person who was coming,
yes.
And you know the one. She accepted the instructions quite cheerfully,
yes.
And is prepared to wait.
Yes, it needs just a little time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's quite happy about it. And the other one is that I would like to thank your colleagues, I'm sure you know about it, for the information my American friend was given during her visit here this weekend. It has made her feel that she is still part of the group.
I have said previously that once the connection is made, then we do not let go.
No. You're right. She
you
was...
may stray, you may wander, but always you will return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was really, really thrilled at what she got. Quite unexpectedly, too.
Yes. She has much she could offer herself, but we have to wait for that one, of course.
Yes, again, it's a question of waiting, isn't it?
Yes, but as I have told you, time is irrelevant to us.
Mm-hmm.
It always will happen, if not in this lifetime, then perhaps in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
leave you.
Sorry, I detained you.
No. I leave you all. And I hope you will think upon my words this time. I will try to help you in your quiet times in trying to seek your true selves. But you really must give the time to it.
Thank you again. Thanks from all of us. God be with you.
End of April the 14th meeting.